North Carolina ended a five-game losing streak to its arch-rival NC State on Saturday. Duke's stay atop the ACC's Coastal Division was a short one, thanks to Florida State. And Wake is still two wins short of bowl eligibility, thanks to Clemson. But if you're a local college football fan, there's one team that has been a juggernaut all season long. Winston-Salem State is undefeated, ranked second in all of NCAA Division II, and aimed squarely at a deep run in the D2 playoffs. Not only have the Rams beaten all comers this season, but they have beaten them soundly. On Saturday, they stomped Shaw University, one of only three teams to beat the Rams over the last three seasons. The Rams piled up 62 points in that game after they scored 62 in a win over St. Augs 2 weeks ago, and 58 against Livingstone last Saturday. In fact, the Rams averaged just under 60 points a game for the entire month of October. If the Rams beat Fayetteville State this Saturday, they'll finish their second straight undefeated regular season. The last time that happened was in the late 70s, when current WSSU athletic director Bill Hayes was the head football coach. And it has been under Hayes' leadership that the Rams have reemerged as the powerhouse of the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. Hayes returned to Winston-Salem after a stint as head football coach and athletic director at arch-rival North Carolina A&T. Upon his return, the Rams had just abandoned a move to the Mideastern Athletic Conference in Division I. And while the transition to Division I had improved recruiting, there are no longer many players left on the roster who thought they were coming to play at a Division I school. One of Hayes' first moves after returning to Winston-Salem was to hire Connell Maynor as head football coach. Like Hayes, Maynor had moved from Winston-Salem State to A&T, but as a player. Hayes hired Maynor away from Fayetteville State, where Maynor was the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach. Since his arrival back in Winston, Maynor has installed a sense of discipline. One of his first orders of business was to initiate early morning practices, as in 5 in the morning early. That tends to weed out the players who lack commitment. With that discipline, Maynor also brought an explosive offense. His Rams have scored in numbers much like the Arena Football League teams for which Maynor played after his college playing career ended. And while the Division I hopefuls no longer dot the Rams roster, Maynor has recruited well. In addition to raw talent, he has also brought in some transfers from Division I programs. Prime among them on the current team is quarterback Cameron Smith, who began his career at the U.S. Naval Academy. And it certainly helped Smith to have that kind of discipline already ingrained. Smith's numbers have been off the charts. In his last two games, he has thrown for 13 touchdowns. In fact, he has averaged just shy of 5 touchdown passes a game this season. He's completed 64% of his passes, and he's also the team's third leading rusher. But as he and his coach and his teammates will all tell you, there's only one statistic that's important, and that's the number of wins. So far, the Rams have 9. Last season, they finished with 13, 2 wins short of the Division II national title. And 15 is the number they're shooting for this season. If they get there on December 15th in Florence, Alabama, it'll be a mighty happy holiday season at Winston-Salem State and throughout the local college football community as well. Here's hoping for a CIAA title for the Rams and a national championship as well. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.